Okay, I can't help it if the connection's not finding the modem. Just go ahead and click OK for now.
Now, okay, that's giving me a number here.
Okay, it should already have the number in there.
Old number.
I'm sorry?
It has the old number, so put in the new number. Your long distance number, 1317.
Well, it's not necessarily a long distance number, it's just the Indianapolis number. What's the old number?
The old number was default. So I put in a new number, okay? So tell it okay.
Okay, you need to put an area code in, 317.
317.
You need to put a check mark in the box where it says use dialing rules.
There's a use area code in dialing properties.
Right. Put a check mark there.
So should I put an area code in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put 317 in the area code and the in the phone number.
Okay, now, do I have to put on the cell phone number? Should I put 1317?
No, it'll dial it automatically.
Just forget the 1?
Yes.
Okay.
So, 317 in the area code spot, in the phone number spot.
Okay, so delete the 317.
Don't put 317 under the phone number area.
Under the telephone.
You should have 2 spots, 1 for area code, 1 for phone number.
And the number we're supposed to dial is... Okay.
And then in the area code slot, you should have 317.
So I've got 317.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you need to set the modem.
The modem's set.
Okay, click OK.
Okay. Okay, let's see if I can get on there now. So they keep having to put the damn thing in there, you know? It's kind of a pain. I'm not coming up with a 317 on my phone number.
It should dial it automatically.
Okay, let's see if it does. Let's see if it does. I want a cell phone property now. Dialing right now. Dang, that old screech. Still dialing. But it's working. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Checking. It's kind of a pain to have put that in every time. It's dialing. It should have connected by now. Yeah, it should have connected by now.
Well, wait for an error message.
Connecting 678.
That's usually a network protocol error.
The computer you're dialing is not answering. That's your problem, not mine.
No, sir, that's not correct. That's a network protocol error.
Dialing is not answering.
Error 678 under Windows 98 is a network protocol error.
If I'm trying to dial you, sir, and it says it's not, you're not answering, that's your problem on the server.
Sir, I'm not going to argue with you. I've got 15 years experience in this, and I'm not going to argue with it.
Okay, I'm telling you what I'm seeing.
And I'm telling you what the error means.
The error means it's not connecting with you.
The error means you have a network protocol problem. Now,
I've connected with you for like the last 10 days. Dialing by, okay?
Shut down and restart the computer.
Let's see what happens there again, okay?
Shut down and restart the computer.
Let's see what happens again.
Sir, you will either follow my instructions or I'll disconnect the call.
Shut it down. You want me to restart it?
Yes.
My phone's off. I had no problem before this. All I had to do was punch in all these numbers. I don't want to have to do that every time. You know, this cost me. This is long distance.
You're talking to me long distance?
No, I'm not. No, I'm talking free. But when I dial up to your network, it's long distance.
I understand that. That's the same way I do it when I'm on the run.
Okay. And I had no problem before dialing 1-317, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I shouldn't have a problem now.
Well, that would normally be true, but you're using Windows, so...
Clear, sir, okay? If I was dialing it directly and punching in the numbers, there's nothing wrong with the computer. I beg you, this is I respect your experience, but you're wrong.
Okay, sir, you call me wrong one more time, I'm disconnecting the call. Is that clear? I will not argue with you on this. I have other customers needing help, and they're not going to argue with me.
I comprehend you on that.
Thank you. Now, is your computer back up and ready to go?
We'll be in a second.
Okay, let me know when you have your desktop, please.
I will. And get rid of the icon. I don't like them. Okay. Another problem with one program? Not your problem. Nothing to do with dialing up. Here's the problem. Because I've gotten you. I mean, I don't understand what.
Hey, is your computer up to your desktop?
Pardon?
Is the desktop up where you can access things?
Well, I'm trying to do, sir.
Okay, that was a yes or no question. Is your desktop up?
That's a yes question.
Okay. Double click on my computer.
Okay. Hang on. I'm trying to get something off my screen right now. Okay. I have the desktop.
Okay. Double click on my computer.
Okay.
Double click on dial-up networking.
Okay.
You only have one icon in there, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I want you to double click on make new connection.
You're right.
I'm sorry?
Left or right on the new connection.
It's always left unless I say otherwise.
You want to open?
Yeah, double click on make new connection.
Open.
It's going to ask for a name for the computer you're dialing. Type in and then put LD after it for long distance.
Okay. I'm going to go to make new connection.
Yes.
You made a right click or left click?
It's always left unless I say otherwise, sir. So double click with your left mouse button.
Okay. It says type a name for the computer you're dialing. It says my connection too.
Type in and then put an LD after it for long distance. So we can tell between the two of them.
Okay. And it says Lucent Win WIN modem.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead and click next.
Okay.
It's going to list an area code. Is it blank right now?
It's 317.
Okay, good. Leave that alone. Go to the phone number spot. Type in.
No spaces?
Doesn't matter.
Type in what? Okay. Okay, now, you have to put a 1 in front of an error code.
Not, the computer is going to dial the 1 for you automatically. If you don't want to do it that way, then you can erase the area code and type in 1317 in the phone number spot. It'll work either way.
Yeah, okay, it says next. Let's start your way. Country of origin, code, United States.
I need you to cancel the connection, sir. Okay, double click on my computer. double click on dial-up networking.
Okay.
Right click on the second, the long distance one, and then choose properties.
Okay.
Go to the area code and erase it.
Okay.
In the phone number, type 1-317.
Well, I've already got the other part. Okay.
It should read 1-317. Is that what it reads right now?
But see, it's not dialing. It wasn't dialing one.
I really need you to answer the question. Is that what it says? In the phone number spot, the area code should be blank. The phone number should read 1-317. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes?
That's right.
Okay. Take the check mark out of the box where it says use area code in dialing properties.
Okay.
Got that?
Okay.
Click OK. Try to dial again. Make sure it says for username.
From new location?
New location. What says new location? Sir?
Yeah.
What says new location?
It said new location for some reason. It's dialing now. 1-317. Now I have it. Okay? I have what a modem sounds like. Okay? And I will connect now. But it's not going to come up that way when I hang up. That's my problem.
It will if you made the changes I told you to make.
Disconnecting. It's disconnecting an error 691, which means...
That's a password error. What password did you type in?
Well, it's not a password error. It's because...
Sir, error 691 is a password error. This is the last time I'm going to warn you on arguing with me. What is the password you typed in?
Hold on a second.
What is the password you typed in?
It's not a password error, it's a name error.
Sir, when you're ready to cooperate with me, you call me back.